I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Yes!
As you see, we have a special guest.
A special guest.
Miss Coco Jones.
Miss Coco Jones, girl.
Hello. No introduction is needed.
Well, some may not know of me. I still keep it humble.
We love that.
I feel like everyone knows who you are, though.
Yeah.
I really do feel like that.
From obviously there's like new people and like all that stuff. But like from like our time, girl, like our age group, you know what I mean?
That's very true. I do feel like specifically in culture, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody knows me now.
In culture, yeah.
In culture,
that's a perfect way to put it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Want to expand, you know, mm-hmm. I'll get international.
Yes.
I'll get
there.
I feel like y'all are international.
Nar.
Not really? Like the way you want to be, but you're starting to be international. I'm pretty sure if you went to like the key places like London and Paris and stuff. I always see you like people from like London Twitter.
UK does mess
UK.
With me heavy.
Yeah. They do fuck with you heavy.
But it's still UK culture. It's the culture.
You are right, though.
You are right.
And I'm okay with it.
But you want to just expand your
horizons. I absolutely want. Like, because I feel like, even in my own personal life, I want to expand my horizons. Just because I'm like, what y'all doing over there? What have y'all learned? What are y'all, what's y'all's lifestyle like? You know what I'm saying? Just because I feel like definitely in culture, we come from like, we all low-key kind of have a similar upbringing, like for the most part.
Yeah.
And so I just like to expand in my own life, even for like creatively and personally. And so I want to do that with my music too. I want it to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So when are you going to like, just do here first and then go everywhere after, or?
Culture first and then everywhere. Well, you know what? I feel like you got to start with like who you are. Who are you? Okay. You know what I'm saying? And if I were to come out and go the complete opposite side, unless that was who I was, it just wouldn't connect. You know what I'm saying? Like my most authentic self is with my culture. Like that is me. I am the. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's like initially, but even as any artist does, you evolve and you like recreate yourself. So I feel like intentionally, I will morph into like something more international with time. Mm-hmm. But who I am right now, this is who I am right now.
Oh, no, that's right.
True.
I like that out.
You know what I really do love is like now, like, you know, the girls are like, you know, you're now coming into like yourself, being a woman already, you're in mid-20s. But a lot of the Disney girls don't have that chance.
Loop.
And they don't have, they don't. No, they don't. And I like it too because for the people we know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We know you, but a lot of people didn't know that you were on Disney. Like, your new fans.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people just are not finding you out through like Bel-Air or your music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? People don't know that you just didn't appear out of nowhere. You've been working.
Well,
you know,
nobody really appears except for these people who literally appear. But for the most part, we all are working behind the scenes. It's just nobody's checking for us at the time. And it's really just about continuing past nobody cares. Continuing past that. It's a very humble place to be. This is passion driven. I only do this because I love it. Because clearly nobody cares. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, literally, I feel like everyone relates to that. For real.
But you know what? Going back to what you said about the Disney girls, if you don't have a team who can get you past that wall. Everybody chose that wall at the time. That's what you wanted to do. I wanted to be in this machine. But getting out of a machine is a job in itself. And if you don't have a team, you can be the most talented girl and it just not go nowhere.
You can
be the most talented person. I mean, it happens every day.
Every day.
So do you feel like that's what really helped you?
That's what I would pray for every day. I was like, I need a team. I do not know how to do this.
Is all important.
I don't know
a team is all you need. It doesn't matter who you are, what you can bring to the table. A bitch with nothing to bring to the table and has the team will get to the right room.
Exactly.
Hello? And that's what be happening. How did you get here?
Yeah.
How? And it's really because you have to have that team. And if you have a team, they can make anything sell.
That's a Fendi. And even think about like a company, like anything you eat or drink, Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, do you know how everywhere you go, you see that?
Everywhere
you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not on accident, babes. That's so you keep drinking it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody doesn't know how to put my face and my music everywhere you go, it will not get heard. Because there's 100,000 songs every week.
New artists every day.
It's just like, who's the better team? It's not even who's got the talent. Who's got the better team? And who's got the person who's going to do the work? Because the girlies don't be the one in it.
They don't. And you do the work.
And you do the work.
You do the work.
I mean, no, I really do love it because like, we always see you two like a 20 2017, 2018, but we always meet because, yes. Yeah, we always see each other.
Y'all have seen me like through the years.
Yeah, I'm like, that's Coco. I was one time we met you. We was like, holla at the DJ. He was like, girl, stop it. No, because we see you throughout the years, but like, it's just so good to like witness and like just see come to life in Fruitation.
I thought we were seeing you at, was that Bluebell?
No, we've seen you at, parties, but then parties, we also seen you at that. We used to always see you at the
not always Easy Tiger.
Right, not always. It was like twice at the Haunted Hayride. And then it was just when we would just be out and about.
Yeah.
And obviously now too, because we just go to events.
We had a lot of similar friends.
But before, back in the day, we used to just see you more. Yes. And I was just like, oh my God, that's just so crazy.
I'd be like, hey, y'all.
Hey,
it was always real cute. And look at all of us.
Look. Because
y'all definitely are. We said what we said.
Yeah, no,
you're saying what you were saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's just so fucking crazy.
It is crazy. And you know what's so, so interesting? Like, when I meet people that are fans of me and have supported me, they always be like, we're so proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, we're so happy to see this happen. I'm like, oh my gosh, was this struggle like plastered across the billboards of America? Because why is everybody saying it we're so
struggle.
Happy for you?
It wasn't a struggle. It was just more so like we always see all the Disney girls being everywhere and you were everywhere and you just stopped.
Gone.
I was confused.
That's what it was.
Fendi.
I was like, what happened?
Join the club. It was the Confusion Club.
Wow.
Join the club. You can get
where's
in.
Coco?
Girl, I was like, where is this Coco?
Where the fuck Coco
bitch, right?
Bitch.
I know.
You know what I'm trying to say? There's only one Coco. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, so that's just what it was. You know what I'm trying to say? And your time on Disney wasn't given like guest star, like you had a presence.
Yeah.
Bitch, you was at the Macy's Day Parade.
Come on now.
Ooh, I was there.
Because I wanted to go see you. That's how I know. I'm from New York. So that's why I was just like, it was a really big moment. So that's what people was just like, where's Coco? We're just so used to people just being on the go, being
literally
on the go, having a job after.
Yes.
So it was just like the person that we all wanted, that we were championing for.
Yes.
What was
yes.
like the last thing that you did with Disney?
It was around the pandemic. And it was just like something where I think a bunch of people came together and did something for some cause.
Girl, I know that's where I go to Disney.
The pandemic had everyone like, what are we doing?
No, for real. No, for real. For real.
That's songs. Just... I didn't know what else to cover. I ran out of songs to cover.
It was good though. Because then we all listened and watched. We was like, oh, bitch.
I said, oh, Miss Coco.
She's here. She's here. She's looking healthy. You know the vocals are still intact.
Hello.
Yes. You know what's so crazy though? Like, it was just, I don't know how to describe it, but you know what? No, I do. It's really just God's timing because that's the only way I can articulate the things that be happening in my life sometimes. I'm like, okay, well, all right. Because who else? How?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who else and how? So basically, I was doing covers during the whole pandemic. And it's so funny. You can literally go back and watch the ones that didn't pop off where I was just like shooting a shot in the dark, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Singing all types of random stuff like all throughout the pandemic. And one hit. And it was hit different. You don't, I know, impatient, conceited, but I swear it's like I need it. I was doing that the whole time, though. Literally, you can go back and watch. Like, there's still, some of them are still up on TikTok, too. I started doing them on TikTok when my siblings were like, you need to get on TikTok during the pandemic. I'm like, I don't want to do another app. I'm tired of these apps. I don't want to see the engagement go up and down. They hurt me. The apps hurt me.
It's annoying. It's
literally
annoying.
They hurt my feelings. Right. So, I don't want to do it. Then I got on TikTok, and I did this one little Thanksgiving thing, and it kind of, like, went viral. And it was just, like, overnight, and I was like, huh? I was like, how did that do that so fast?
That's the TikTok.
Did everyone really see that?
Cute and all, but sometimes it's, she's on, she's off. She's on, she's off, then she's on.
Yeah.
It was like flip-floppy.
It was like, I felt like I had hit the lotto a little bit. I was like, did they all watch
good
that?
Feeling, girl. Yes.
I said, let me try again. And then I just started doing music stuff and then hit different. Like, it's so crazy how I woke up and my phone was like, I was like, where y'all ass was at, dog? It's crazy, but I really just have to like say that it's God's timing because I always think about too, like, you know some of the girls in your circles too. Like, you are around the same people, and so you can see how they end up from their journey, and you can see how you end up from yours, and it's like, you want to walk a mile in their Louis Vuittons, or are you good? Are you grateful for your journey? And me, I always end up grateful. I always end up grateful that things went the way that they did. Just because I'm like, the grass is green where you water it. You don't know what's going on over there.
You don't.
If I had gotten everything and been Hannah Montana,
yeah,
I literally might have been crazy. Like,
yeah, you never
if
know.
I had everything I wanted to be Hannah.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to be the black one.
So bad, though. I really did, girl.
We all did.
We all did.
Now, look, it would have been cute to watch. But you never know what's going on behind the scenes.
You never know what's going behind the scenes.
That's just the point. You never know. In this whole world of social media, it's all giving edit, lighting, fix, post. Yeah. Girl, that's marketing. That's not for real.
Oh, but that is actually so true, though. You never know. And especially, too, with childhood stars, you never do know. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So is that, like, hard, like, being a childhood star?
I wouldn't even describe it as hard. I think it made my life very weird for, like, because I'm not normal. I didn't do the normal things. Like, I didn't go to high school and, like, have, like, my first little boyfriend and sneak out and stuff. Like, I started doing all of that stuff when I was 18. I was already an adult. I could literally do what I wanted, you know? But I felt like I was 18 starting, like, a 13-year-old person's life. Like, starting to do things that, like, my siblings had already knew about. Like, listening to music or watching shows and all the stuff that they knew about. I was really just focused on my environment. I just wanted to be where these other people were. So I didn't really know what was hot or not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
I didn't really care.
That's crazy.
So I did feel like it was a little weird. But the type of person that I am, I feel like because I am very, like, personable and, like, down to earth, like, I could just kick it with really anybody.
Period.
So when I did move out here, I met these girls. I call them my USC girls because I met them through this one boy that I had a crush on. And then he was dropped because he was annoying. But I loved his friends, and we became best friends. So literally, like, I would hang out with them all the time. I'd go up to their campus, and it was like I literally got to be normal. I feel like my life caught up, you know what I'm saying? So then, even though I was like, what the hell is going on with my career? I was like, wow, I feel kind of normal right now. Like, this is fun. Like, this is what y'all be doing. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, I wasn't super normal because they'd be like, is that Coco Jones at our house party?
Right?
Yes! That's what I will remember. Yes. I remember I went to a party. I was like, wait a minute.
We've definitely seen that Coco Jones?
Yes. I was outside, but I had to be. I had to, like,
live.
Real artists live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was an actor, a child actor. Like, that's doing roles. That's all you know is doing assignments. That's not really living to me. You know what I'm saying? And my mom was with me everywhere. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I did nothing.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but I caught up. I was at the house party with y'all, taking jello shots.
Yes! I love that, though. You had that before you're in your time
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And now I have something to say because I was living my life. And now I feel, like, real normal. Like, I feel like my life had that slow process of, like, becoming myself. But now I feel like, oh, I'm really myself. Like, I'm really in myself. And it's the right timing, too.
How is your life now?
It's kind of hard to describe. I kind of feel like it's a simulation sometimes because I'm like, ain't no way that literally 2 years ago, I didn't know how any of this was going to click and work. I didn't have any idea. It's just so crazy sometimes how things shift and it kind of feels unreal sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like even when I perform and I see people singing their heart out, singing ICU at the top of their lungs.
It's given R&B.
I'd be like,
we've been praying for that.
That's what
people need. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, God. Yeah.
It's just, it's really hard to describe sometimes, but I always, like, stay grateful. And I always can go back because I feel like it just was really, really recently that I didn't have all of these things and I didn't know how it was all going to work. I was just going to ride it till the wheels fell off, you know? So even when I'm, like, kind of overwhelmed with, like, the responsibility and the work, and I feel like everybody's like, final answer? And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just got here. So sometimes I'm like, ooh, jump scare. But I always would be like, remember when shit was slow? You wanna go back? And I'd be like, no, thank you.
I gotta think about that a lot too.
You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like with anything, you can just take it for granted. It's not even like intentional. It's just humans. It's just humans.
The girl, right?
Yeah. Damn.
It's just humans being humans.
But it's never supposed to always go full force. Mm-hmm. I feel like as a true creative and a true artist, you always have to
It's better to go like slow pace.
Yeah. And sometimes things don't happen to work because it's like, damn, bitch, I need to switch my mind or I need to do something different. I need to be different or like just work a different way to get to where I want to get to.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you need that like reset. It's like, bitch, relax right now, change your mind and like get up by the bootstraps.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to know, how did Bel Air come about?
Yeah, so around the time that the Bel Air audition came my way, I had recently just got new acting management. And I hadn't had acting management before.
You get acting management?
Exactly. So I didn't know that was... I was like, oh, I know managers. But they were like, we don't do music. We do acting. But we see something in you. Da, da, da. I was like, okay, like, let's see what happens when it's give. Oh, you're getting an idea.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Because
you have agents, but like,
I don't have an acting agent. Acting manager.
Yeah, I mean, so basically that situation came my way, and I liked that what they saw in me. I was like, hey, I also believe in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I always tell Ricky. They always have to see something in you.
Yeah,
it's never going to work. If they do not see anything, they're not going to bring you what you want. They're not going to get you to the rooms you want to be in.
No.
Like, it's really, they have to be like, okay, bitch, I see you.
Yes, heavy on the ICU.
Mm-hmm. Period. Okay, no pun intended. But
you know we're always going to market. You know we're always going to market. It's right. Business. This is right. Business. But yeah, so... And also, they look like me, too. So, that's another...
That's amazing.
That'd be helping that's as really well. It really... It just is what it is, honestly. Like, but yeah, so they came about, and I just kind of felt like a little charged up. I was like, okay, I got acting management. I don't know what's going on with music, but you know what? I can be Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
I'll go there, because mm-hmm. This isn't... Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what's up? Let's see. And I was auditioning for stuff, and what I liked about them, too, is that they would go, like... Sometimes agents, they have so many people that it's like, they're just sending the thing, but they would be like, knock, knock, knock on the casting director. What did you think of her tape? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. They go right there and they're like, what else? One more. Okay. They want you to do it again. You know what I'm saying? I just liked that they were like, I was like, okay. But also they got to eat too. So I'm like, that's your job. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so they had sent me this audition and my agent had sent it at the same time. And they were like, you need to read for this. It's Hillary in Bel Air. And I was like, Hillary in Bel Air, what is a reimagining? I was like, they're doing the same thing again? And they're like, yeah. And so I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. They were like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, if they're doing the same thing again, I don't look like the original Hillary. Mm. And like the colorism trauma in me is like, please don't make me go in there. Because mm-hmm. I've done that before. I've gone into auditions where it's like light eyes, hazel twinkle in her curly hair. And I go in there and I'm like, hey, y'all. It's just like, please. Like, I've been doing that since I was a kid. I'm just like, don't make me do that, y'all. Mm-hmm. Because also, it takes energy and effort to make an audition worth anything.
Right.
Girl, I know that's the fucking truth.
Man, it's not like I can just sit there, let's go. It's like, if I really want to eat, then I got to eat.
Yeah, and you really have to want it.
Man, and then I put my energy and my heart and my soul just for me to know they wasn't looking for somebody like me off rib. Like, no. Yeah. So anyway, I was like, y'all, please don't make me do this. Mm-hmm. They were like, you're going to read for it. I was like, okay, what about Ashley? I'm negotiating with them. I'm like, Ashley, she was dark skinned.
Yeah.
And they were like, Ashley's 12 in this. And I was like, okay. They were like, just do it. I was like, okay. So then I did this audition or whatever with my homegirl, and I just let it go. I was like, whatever. So then they were like, yeah, the director wants to talk to you. And I was like,
oh,
what? Yes. Why? So then I talked to the director, Morgan Cooper, who is the creator of our show. And he was basically like, Coco, I've been watching you. Like, I already know what you bring to the table. He was like, I just want you to bring that. Like, whatever these other ideas you have of Hillary, it's not. It's what you are. So just be yourself. And I was like, what? I was like, no restraints on myself, my personality. Be my personality.
Wow.
That's good for this? Good? This is good? Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
What? Wow.
So, yeah. Then I was ready to do it again. They were like, call back. I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
So then I was like, then you get the passion and you're like highlighting and you're like, excited.
No, when you get a call back,
literally, you be picking like the color of your highlighter. You're like, let's go with pink.
Yes.
Literally. So then I'm like, okay, I'm ready. They're like, okay, your callback's this time, da 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 da. Then we're getting close to that callback and they're like, actually, we're going to go with the first tape. Thank you. We'll let you know. I was like,
oh, wait, so they didn't even... So
they didn't even
go back
let me do the callback. Wow. I was like, okay, well, it was nice meeting you, Bel Air. I don't know. Thank you. All right. That was cute. And then I get this call from my manager, and he's like, we have the whole team on. And I was like, because when the whole team's on, it's either treacherous...
Or it's a good situation.
Or tantalizing.
Yeah.
I was like, just say it. They were like, congratulations. I was like, ah! Literally, they didn't even finish. I literally like was screaming, like rolling on the floor. You know when you're nervous on a call, you be doing random stuff. I had like one half of my body on the couch, the other on the floor. Oh. It was like, I was like, y'all, I gotta go. I gotta call my mama. And then I immediately called my family because whenever I win we all win.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious. This took sacrifice. Like, right. me and my mom was traveling since I was 9. That right. meant my dad had to be with my other siblings. I'm one of 4. You know what I'm saying? And my siblings didn't get to be with their mom as much. And my dad didn't get to be with his daughter as much. And my parents didn't get to be together as much. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, that was sacrifice.
That was sacrifice.
And everyone knew what we were risking and knew what we were sacrificing, and we did that.
Period.
So them highs and them lows are they're high and low for everybody.
Period. Everywhere. Yes. Wow. Facts, girl. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Girl, I live for it because it's so fucking true.
Girl, you spoke to me, girl.
Girl, it's so fucking true.
Wow.
Like, especially, hello. Like, from us, like, it takes a lot of sacrifice.
It does.
I'm trying to say.
It
especially does. Coming from where you're coming from, you start at that young age, it's a lot of sacrifice,
it
you know?
It is. It is. And honestly, the times where I wanted to give up, I was like, if I walk away now after everything we have put into this, then shame on me.
Yeah.
Like, the risk, it was just too much to risk. Honestly, it was scary as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what you have to
I
do
just had
life.
To push through. You hello?
In this life, it has to be like that. Because it's like, bitch, if you're in it, you're in it to win it. And when you win it, it's a big ass win.
Hello?
So
hello? Because you pay that big ass price.
Yeah. So I was like, bitch, do you want to be a bum bitch or you actually want to sit there and do what you have to do? No. But no, for real though, because we always have these conversations. I'm like, me personally, I can't go back to where I came from.
I know,
I'm
right.
from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. It's not giving up. It's not looking making back. It's looking
forward.
Hello. But I will say, sometimes, girl, it really is hard to like keep going forward, though. Girl.
Man, it really is. But you know what I would always say? I'd be like, okay, well, it's going to be hard either way. It's going to be hard to leave and go start from scratch. Go see all of your old peers who you told were going to be Hannah Montana. And they see you working at the motherfucker.
Damn.
Okay, that's going to be hard.
Oh, shit.
Or it's going to be hard to stay here and not know which way or when or how and just keep shooting at the dark. Which hard do you want?
Yeah.
Which one? Pick one.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll stay here. I'll stay here. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Girl. Literally.
That's honestly like the most, we talk about that too. We've been in LA for like 9 years. This is so many people that we've saw that hadn't like lost
right.
it all.
Yeah. They can't
yeah, or just like just party too much or just go back home. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you have to pick like where you want to go.
Like, especially too, like in an industry like this where there's so many different like lanes and then everybody's trying to be a little bit like somebody. It's like it's hard to really cultivate your own path when it's like, that's working though.
Yeah.
And rent. Mm-hmm. I should just do that. You know what I'm saying? Oof. It's real. But
it's real.
When you do stay consistent to who you are, like it's just it's hard as hell, but the payoff is the payoff.
I know, that's right. Look
the
at you,
girl. The payoff is the
payoff.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Right.
And look at y'all, too. Y'all over here with y'all's amazing podcast.
So what's, like, the filming process of Bella? Because I want to know. I want to know, girl. Give us the filming process.
I mean, I feel like you guys have done, like, shows and stuff before,
yeah.
so
yeah. Well, y'all filmed for, like, 6 months, though.
Yeah, we did.
Because I was talking to Jabbar. He was like, we just got off. And I said, excuse me?
Exactly. No, I'll be like, you guys?
6 months? Half a year?
I need to drop an album, please.
Yeah,
it'd be given that. I know, I'm like, woo! But basically, so with Bel Air, it's a lot of prep work, especially for me, Kayla Reby, having the dress down to the ground.
Of course.
The outfits are fab, the costume, whoever, the stylist.
Queenie, her name's Queenie.
Oh, Queenie.
She eats really bad.
No, really, really, really good.
Yeah, she eats real bad. But yeah, so honestly, it'd be surprising me too. I'm like, how does this take so long? Like, I have to really think about it. Like, how does this take so long? So it's 10 episodes, and they're pretty much an hour. And one scene can take like 6 hours. Like, one scene can take 6 hours. And we work for 12 hours. So that means we be doing 2 scenes a day sometimes.
That's why the process
It's just life. Like, it just takes such a long time.
It shows, though, when you watch the show, as far as quality, as far as the cuts, as far as the angles.
And I'm like, let me shut up, because it's giving what it needs to give. And my culture messes with it, so I'm not going to sit here and complain about the 12 hours.
No, that's, I feel like that's like one of the top of Peacock shows.
Yes.
I feel like it's the top.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Yeah. No, it's a really good show, and I love that for you. And I also do love that, like, we knew you from acting, but I know when I see an actress that wants to do music.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, bitch, you always had to remind us, bitch, I sing too.
Hello.
I sing as well.
But I was like, let me stop doing that, because I also feel like I think it's important to differentiate who you are as a character and who you are as an artist. Literal artist. Because I don't want people thinking that I'm acting like a singer. Like, oh, she's an acting singer.
Yeah.
No, girl, I'm really like that. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So I just like to keep them separate now that I'm an adult.
No. Yes. It's really hard for people to do. And like, not that many people mastered it.
It's like, it goes back to your team and the right opportunities aligning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because even with acting, like, I do like that it kind of keeps you humble. Like, even if you got the top number one song, you might not be right for the part. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you still have to fit the character because it's somebody else's story. So the opportunities have to align right. for both of those things. But one thing about me, I'm trying to be everywhere.
Hello.
I'm trying
and
to be in your favorite blockbuster and on your favorite playlist and yes. on your favorite radio station and in your movie theater. I'm trying to be at your show, at your concert. I'm about to be at your house, in the merch, in the makeup. I'm trying to be everywhere.
I saw on Twitter people want you to be Princess Tiana.
Oh, yeah. They was saying
we saw the audition tape, girl.
I didn't audition, babe.
She showed you what she could do.
I was just making eggs. I was just making eggs. How can slow you down? People taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going. I'm getting closer and closer every day. I was like, y'all, this is so not going to give
girl,
five
I
to
think
seven
that, that role, that would actually that, be so we need that for you.
Oh, you know, that's it for you, then.
That's it.
After, you know, girl, that's gone, girl.
That's it, girl. No, that's it.
Hilarious.
No, that's it.
That's it.
I mean, obviously, I would circle right on back to that Disney block if they wanted me to play Princess Tiana. Like, of course.
You would, but I feel like it would be different now.
It'd
because
be different.
Even like Hallie with Little Mermaid, she still acts like herself, even though she's on
she does.
Little Mermaid.
Oh, you think she's acting like herself as
no,
Little Mermaid?
No, I'm saying like...
Oh, she still lives her life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She still has the comments and has the opinion.
Right. I feel like you guys have more control now than what you did before. Then.
Now, that's a Fendi because social media. How you going to control what I can post from my phone? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Unless you take my phone.
Right.
So they didn't control everything? Like, back then, they controlled...
It wasn't giving it, that. It wasn't giving control. I was a fetus.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just happy to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wasn't posting nothing. Like, my mom was posting on my social media accounts for me. I didn't know how to do none of that.
I love that.
It was only when I really got, like, around 16, 17, where I was like... I think I want to take this stuff. Like, I was like, thank you, Mom. And she was like, oh, all right, not too much. Yeah. I'm saying, like, you got to do that coming of age. But, yeah, I do think it's a lot different now. And I wonder how they're feeling over there. Because, like, ooh.
Because like, sometimes it's like, oof, we don't want to tarnish our energy. But this is like, but on TV, it's TV. We're acting.
And that's a Fendi. That is a Fendi.
I feel like with, not even just Disney, but just like with childhood in general, I would say Disney's like the biggest one.
Yeah.
The girls can't compare.
Disney and Nick, too.
Yeah, Nick, mm-hmm. yeah, but it's like, but. Nick is fine, but I'm saying, like, because Nick don't have, like, Nick movies. Disney, you have
they
Disney,
do.
You have
they
Marvel.
Do. They do.
No, I'm saying, like, blockbuster. Who is
they
going?
They do.
What's a blockbuster film
Good
from
Nick? Good Burger.
Girl, I'm talking about now.
I'm talking about
active stuff. Like, Disney has...
Disney still got movies now?
Disney has a lot
You're talking about Pixar and, like, Disney.
Yeah, I'm talking about their films.
They do be
like,
having them
big
films
budget.
That eat up.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking of the Disney Channel.
I'm not talking about the channels. We're talking about the bigger picture.
You're talking about, like, Pixar.
Okay.
DreamWorks.
They can't compare. Disney is Marvel, all that. But I'm saying, like... they need to start differentiate like the artist, well, whatever
the character, from the character.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because people are watching something. You know what I'm saying? Let them be that. You know, I feel like back in the days, it was very much so like you have to be this person. I feel like it doesn't have to be like that now.
Yeah,
I think I think it's like
a balance,
a little bit of a balance, because you don't want to be misrepresenting yourself. Like,
you're right?
Huh? How she get that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, for sure.
How she get that role? That's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think with everything, it's still the entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? And, like, if you want your personal life to be outside, then, you know, maybe you should have chose a different route. Mm. Especially if you're going to be, like, a superhero or something. Like, I don't even think they allow that. I don't even think they allow all of that.
No, plus, you're right. Yeah,
I don't think
right.
they would even allow, like, they everything would have to be approved and everything, because that's a big machine.
Yeah.
But I think also, too, like, have a Finsta. Like, if you want
to... All the actors and stuff do that now. Actually, you're all right about being out and about. Because all the actors that we know and we see, they're fine, but I
they
always tell Ricky,
girl.
I said,
girl,
you would have never known.
I know. I'm like,
oh my God. The girls are double agents.
Yes, girl.
Real bad. But no, I think it's like, why does everything have to be so outside?
It doesn't.
I think we're numb to it because everything's so outside.
I'm a very private
person. I'm all up in y'all's stuff. Like, I didn't know, why is this okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, well, then what's the tea then?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a toxic cycle.
It's definitely a toxic cycle. Demographics. I feel like for artists, it's different than like actors.
Absolutely.
I feel like artists, you have to be like that for your fans.
Yeah.
Actors, bitch, you come, you play a part, you do what you got to do.
Yes.
And then we don't care.
And most actors aren't really on no wild type energy anyway. This is my job. The stuff that everybody be keeping on the low.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to be outside making headlines with it. They want to be more like, I'm gonna do my job and then I'm here to live my life. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it should be. That's what I liked. To me, that's a real celebrity.
Hello? I wish we could go back. I was looking at like old Rihanna archives and I was like,
No, she was different.
I miss that.
Rihanna was different. Though.
Literally,
she was like the only like loud celebrity though. Like she, we she need that. We need she that, did, though.
I mean, but the most loud was like her being like, "I feel like yeah. it wasn't like whoa." You know what I'm saying? Like it was like
it was. We wasn't that age, and we were like a little bit older. She was wilding out.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, yeah, oh my God, you're broke. Like she'll say shit like that.
She was saying shit that we would say like in our teen years. I'm like,
well, damn, girl. Like, but it was fine for a girl.
It's fine for an artist because when you're on top of the world, bitch, who's going to check you?
Yeah, nobody.
If you're selling arenas, stadiums, you're going and you're diamond, Rihanna, platinum. You're girl. When you're at that stage, no one can check you.
Yeah. And it also fit the brand.
It did.
It just was
it
her.
It made you like
it
her.
She's a bad gal. A bad gal.
Okay, literally. It just enticed her. And I think that's another thing, too, that I have learned a lot. Like, brands are a real, real, real thing. And people either, like, buy into them or they'd be like, cap, yeah. I don't buy it. You know what I'm saying? Especially now with social media. Like,
you can tell.
They can tell so bad.
It's like, I don't see it.
It's literally like, there's too much media, girl. We saw it. We see you. We see you. I see you in your cap. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I really want to be myself everywhere that I go so that I don't feel like people are like...
I don't feel like everyone's ever looking at you. You give yourself.
I think that's what I do.
You do.
I feel like I have to.
You're the same person. The same person.
Literally. Even when I would see y'all at the house parties with the Jello shots, I'd be like, hey, yeah. Literally. But yeah, it's really intense. And I think too, like, I also, another reason that I'm really glad that I got to like be normal after all of that hype from Disney and stuff is because if I didn't know myself, I could not portray myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know myself at all. I didn't know what I like to say, sing, wear. How I like to look, all of it was told to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is great, you know? But then after a while, I'd be like, now the girlies that I listen to, like SZA and her, they singing about some other stuff.
Yeah.
Real shit.
I'm like, real shit.
They lived it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I gotta live, because I ain't got nothing to say. Because I don't even know myself, you know?
Oh.
It was kind of like this epiphany type thing. I'm like, the people that I really look up to have something to say because they did something. They were outside living their lives, creating, being, going through things. Like, ICU was real heartbreak vibes.
I know that's right.
And people felt that.
People felt it.
Hello?
I love that. I love that it's natural when she was on Billboard. I like natural pushes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you know when the people are listening.
Yeah.
You drop something and the girls are actually tuning in.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
The tune in is important. But I think it's also like such a competitive field. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
That's why you just have to be you.
You
got to be you and just hope to God.
So do you ever get like nervous and people like, I know you see all the tweets that say people say you saved R&B. I love them. I'm like, yes, girl. Yes.
I
see them, girl. I'm like,
yeah, people be saying that, but I feel like too, because you're a Capricorn, right? You're a Capricorn.
I am
like
a Capricorn.
So you don't like that stuff.
I don't like stuff like that. Yes. I'll be like, shit.
Shit like that is like, girl, okay, literally, not too much.
Not too much.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. That's what I'm trying to say. When people are praising, just giving, it's like, okay, let me just.
Oh, y'all did. I love praise.
No, for me, I'm like, I'm just doing me. I'm doing the best I can.
This is the job. This is the job.
Do too
literally,
much.
Take
know?
The personal out of it. Take it anyway, but personal. This is the job.
Yeah. No, I get it though. It's icky.
It is. And I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't live for that. But I can recognize when things are going well. But even the Capricorn in me, I'm like, this is going well.
Mm-hmm.
How can we get it better?
Yes.
Literally. Yes. I'm like, this is the projection for how I see the next 6 months based on this month. This has been a really great month. Thank you, guys. Corrections, the things that we could change. Literally, I'm like, that's just how I am. I'm very like, so when I hear stuff like that, I don't know. I don't really take it personal because one, I can't. And then also, I think another, I don't know if this is good or bad, trauma or self-confidence, but I don't let anything in this industry like bring me up or down emotionally.
Wow. Honestly.
Because back in the day, it would just take me for a roller coaster. Anything, any job, I'm high, I'm happy, I'm great, I'm important, I'm successful, I'm good, I'm talented. Any drought, I'm not worthy, I'm not valuable, I'm not cute, I'm not beautiful. Like, I couldn't do that no more. So like, even though I love that I'm getting recognition and my hard work is paying off, it doesn't make me feel like, now I'm worth
it. It's giving very much so like, don't get too comfortable. We still have to keep, don't ever get too comfortable.
Don't get too comfortable
because this shit can be snatched right on. Yes.
And I'm like, damn, is that toxic? Because I really should just really enjoy the moment, but I'm also like, not too much. I appreciate it. And it all like even when they say the things about R&B, I'm like, I'm grateful to hear that. And I even go back to like, even the little things, like the pieces that came together, like why my mom would always have me singing Aretha Franklin at my auditions. I ain't know that song, but I can go back to that soul that I could emulate as a little kid and be like, I did the same thing right here with, I see you, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Those little pieces connect. So it does mean something to me. And I do appreciate it. And I look at it like, wow, thank you, God. You really put those pieces together. Yes. And I had no idea what was going on. But no, I'm always looking to elevate. Always looking to elevate.
You have to.
Hello.
Okay. Because,
like, no elevation is just like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, I gagged like this. Give, just wait.
Okay.
Just wait.
I'm like, baby, this was the intro.
I love that. Literally.
Hello. It's really giving nice to meet you. Okay. Literally.
I love that.
So with your life being like, you're booked, you're busy, you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're comfortable, whatever. Well, not comfortable, but like, you mm-hmm. know.
Right.
Do you find time to date?
Why did I know that was next? That's the scream took me so far. That was a really far trip. I do, of course. You can find time for anything that you want to do. I find time to go to the club knowing I got to be up early. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's whatever I want. But sometimes that's what I need to do. I need to be around my peers, listening to trap. Like, sometimes it really just makes me feel normal, and mm-hmm. like I have some control over my life, and I'm free to like party, you know what I'm saying? Like, free to like live my life. Dating, I do have time sometimes. Do I have someone worth that time all the time? Nar.
Such a Capricorn. Both okay. Jesus Christ.
I can't be over here wasting my precious hard-earned time. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, we into something, girl, we're into it.
And that's just really what it is. So I'm like, this first meeting is going to be a business meeting. Nice to meet you. What do you want? What do you want out of life? Not cutting it. All right, I'll see you when I see you. And if not, then it's just not. You know what I'm saying? Because wow. I know myself.
I know myself. And I know what the fuck I want. And I know. And I know somebody. Like, when I meet someone, I know what it's going to give.
Yes.
Like, that first conversation, I'm like, eh.
And then my intuition be too bad. I'm like, girl, stop. And I'm like, girl, please. I just want to kick it. Literally, my intuition to be really loud. But I think also, like, I think I'm at a really crucial point in my life where I'm like, I would hate to look back and be like, you were distracted by that one boy. Remember when you was upset because he didn't hit you back on the da-da-da-da-da and then you couldn't go and have fun at your concert because he had said, no, that's just not what I want to be doing right now.
Girl,
I just don't want to look back and have to deal with that as well.
Yeah.
Unless he's like, knocks my socks off with perfection and then I'm all in. Then I'm like, now let's see how we can really do this. You know what I'm saying? Let's take this the distance. But until then, I'm like, I don't want a counterfeit. Not, at least not right now where I'm like really living my best life.
Yeah,
like,
so no one's caught your eye, nobody.
It's not giving that. It's more like...
The girls can have fun, but the girls are not...
And
also, all the glitters is not gold. Like, the first impression of somebody you see afar, you like... And then you get to talking.
No.
That's what I'm over for.
It does.
It happens all the time.
It be really
if you fine, but from afar, when you get closer, it's like, it's not hitting what it's
hitting for.
Especially in this industry, girl. I'm like, damn. I was not expecting that. I was like,
What was you expecting?
Like, no, sometimes I meet people in the industry, I'm like, damn, I expect a little bit more from that
person.
Oh,
yes. And the disappointment from their personality.
It hurts my feelings, girl.
Yeah.
Are you an emotional one?
I am Aquarius.
Oh, see, I just be like,
I can't do that. I don't know how to act hard like that. I'm such
it's
a soft.
It ain't no act. That's what it is.
You always act. I'm like, I'm not acting. Literally, I'm just being me.
Literally. It's like, my emotions are in a very tightly sealed container. And I'm like, I'm not going to open it yet.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh,
I just won't.
Spreads it all around the room, girl.
I'm like, here.
Hello.
Come on.
Damn, that's hilarious. But I feel like in this day and age, I think the best way to go about possibly having a successful relationship is to dead ass not care whether or not you do get that. Like, I feel like there's so many counterfeit versions that if you're not super solid with, like, I don't really need that. Like, I'm really going to be good by myself. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that you can decipher what's really legit, like what's really good. Because even if you're coming at, like, there's social media, and so you can always see couples, and there's just comparison and everything. Everybody making
it,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything looks like people are mad in love. So I feel like if you're not super sure with all of this, all these media that you can see, if you're not super, super sure that you're good with or without a person, then I just don't feel like you can really decipher a legit person. You know
girl,
what I'm saying?
You are so fucking right,
Even if it's just in the back of your mind, like, I really want that. Like, you know you're going to let them red flags fly. You know it. Mm-hmm. And then you know how this goes. Like, with time, it's just not going to give.
That's what I'm saying, girl.
And then you spend another couple years, and then you run it back because now you've spent more time. You are...
bitch.
But I'm like, literally, and that's what we do all the time.
Yeah, we do.
We do these counterfeit relationships for years.
You know damn well it's not going to happen. You like, know. Not, you know, but you just want to make it work.
And that's why you got to, like, right now, I'd be like, what is my real truth? Am I really good without a person? Or, like, is it going to bother me if I don't have somebody in my phone? I think I'm fine without it. Okay, let's prove it. You don't really want that guy. Delete. Okay, then delete. Now, how do you really feel? Actually, I feel pretty okay. Why do you feel okay? Well, I have my friends. I have my family. Like, I'm trying to make sure that when I really meet a person, there's nothing in the back of my mind that makes me feel like I have to have that person. No. I want you to be the icing on the cake, but you're not the cake.
Period. You know you need to be an addition. That's what you should be. Addition only. You're adding already to what it's on here. It's not giving, like, we need each other.
Literally. Like, yeah. I want my life to be so full and my actual self-love to be so high that if you can't top me, if you can't be better than me to me,
it's over.
I don't know why I could. I don't know.
It's not.
I don't know why I would waste my time. My life is way too full for that. You know what I'm saying? That's right. So that's the goal, to make my life really full and my career is helping.
I'm going to make that my goal too. I like that. I like that a lot.
You feeling triggered, babes?
I'm like, oh, yes, girl.
Because he didn't lean all the way away from the chair.
Because I feel like what you said is so true. I feel like also in our generation, I feel like everyone's together. Everybody got in a relationship.
It be feeling like that, but literally we're the most single, like, generation.
The girls get a relationship and they're single, like, in 2-3 months.
Real bad. And they get that content and it's giving post.
Yeah.
No one will ever see mine, if I ever.
Yeah, it's getting back in the head.
I know. You are so me. I swear. The only time I'm a pop out is when it's giving. Anyway, y'all.
Yes.
It's not giving a pop out.
That's the pop out is the wedding.
Yeah. Period.
The pop out is you have a press pass to our wedding.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
I just can't.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just like, for what?
And we just let people know, girl. I just feel like it just all just ends right after that, though.
People just want to be happy, like, sure. Oh my God, I'm in a relationship.
Girl, I'm so happy. I want to show my piece so bad.
Yeah.
No, you want to, like, do, like, little signals, like, wear his shirt or something and be like,
Oh, yes, girl. I'm like, oh my God, whose hoodie am I wearing?
Okay. It might give that. It might give, like, was there a back of the head in that picture?
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
yeah, you have to drop clues.
It will give a little one, too. You know, we keep it a little hot, but I just, until I really trust that person, and I feel like even, like, a part of trust is security.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you need to feel secure.
I need to feel secure.
No.
Because girlfriend or boyfriend is cute, but I mean, it can be over at the drop of a dime.
It surely can.
I'm just like, I gotta know what that character is talking about. I gotta know what's your family like?
Mm-hmm.
What are your values? Who are you as a soul and spirit before you come up in here messing with my soul and spirit? Mm.
That's so crazy. No, that is so true.
Drop the Holy Ghost on me.
Ella.
I'm dead. Not the Holy Ghost.
Wow, girl.
On me. I have a question for y'all. Would y'all ever, like, interracially date?
You asking the wrong girl. She does that all the time. Me personally, yes. Girl, that's her go-to girl.
You know?
Go-to girl.
It's the color friendship. Yes, girl, the color of friendship.
Can you please? No, I'm really upset right now. I'm really upset.
Now I'm not, though. I'm like, I'm into my black man.
Really?
Yes, girl, yes.
What happened? While keeping it cute?
I was over it. I feel like what this is, since I'm from the South, I need someone who can relate with me on that.
I do feel that.
Like, I'm sorry. When I talk about black movies, you gotta understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, but check this out.
Check me out, yes, yes, yes.
Why can't you talk to your homegirls about that? Because why wouldn't you want to learn new things? I want to know about Sky Rojo. Tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm with her all the time.
No, we're just saying,
I'm saying, like, you could have that connection. We're just having conversation. You could have that conversation. I mean, have those connections with your peers that are, you know, from where you're from and raised how you're raised.
Yeah.
And then you could have another person who, like, elevates. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm always into different
perspective. You're just over it, though. You're over it. And that's the tea. That's fine.
I'm like, you know, I love having the connection with my friends. I just really just want, like, you know.
You want your person to really
get it. Yeah.
I don't mind it. I'm into whatever.
Now, would you date somebody shorter than you?
No.
I would.
Let me sweet.
Keep it cute.
No.
The cute way.
Me and my sister talk. I'm sorry. Short niggas be having it, girl.
They do, but
Girl, because my sister's a tall girl, too. And we was talking about yesterday. She was like, you know what? Short niggas is really it. I'm like, bitch, they are.
They are.
I mean, I'm like, ooh.
Not too much, though, but it still needs to, you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, ooh, hold on.
They're fine. There's energy here.
I feel like some low-key, they're like more like happier. Like they come off as more like,
you know, another thing that I be thinking of is I feel like tall folks, they be like,
they be trying to play it cool
and what like, about yeah. it? And
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but I'm tall too, so what? You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like we can't both mm-hmm. be. I need that energy.
I feel like they have like a better energy, but not too short though. What's short for you?
Well, I be wearing these heels, so I be really giving.
What's your heel height?
Gigantor, as high as they go. I'll go as high as they go.
How tall are you naturally?
I'm 5'9", 5'10".
Okay.
Yeah, but I used to be like really like I didn't like my height, so now I'm like as high as tall is sexy.
Tall is sexy. Short is cute.
Yeah.
It's true.
I love how I can ever walk into a room and I can see.
Like, there's nothing beats a tall girl in a dress and a gown.
And that's what it be giving when I walk in, sit up straight.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I love tall. It's just so cute, so elegant. And I just know, because my sister personally, like, growing up as a tall girl, obviously, like, damn, bitch, I'm like,
yes. And then all your little peers be so short, and then the boys be like, oh. And I'd be like, ugh.
Right.
But now I'd be like, with this little short kid, I'm like, come here.
I feel like they have to do the most,
and I love it too.
They do. I'm like, you better put in that work.
It's cute though. Yeah, I don't have a problem with short. I'll date whatever, just not too short. I can't be like it can't be like 5'6", 5'7" for me because I'm 6'5".
What's the shows I've messed with? Like what? Like
5'5".
Denzel, who's
the one?
Yeah, ooh, damn girl.
I don't care what you got to survive.
Girl, that was a nice one. That was a good one.
Girl, you could have put him on your back, girl.
You see, and this is why I can't date a short king, because it's this bitch over here.
No,
she,
you can't date. Don't be doing that.
Girl. I walk in the room with one. He was like,
okay. Ricky, you can't be the submissive one with someone shorter than you. It don't work like that. Girl, that's what I'm saying.
Please.
You can't be, in your terms, the lady in the relationship when you're stringing her along.
I am, girl.
It just don't work.
He be sitting at me on his lap at a party.
I'm like, it don't look right.
It looks so wrong.
I'm about to cry.
It looks so wrong.
I'm about to cry. But then I'll be like, I be thinking about it too. I'm like, and I think also too, like art imitates life. So basically, before Bel Air, I would be like, I need my 6'8" or great. You know what I'm saying? But then I was, you know, playing on Bel Air, and I laugh with Jordan all the time, who plays jazz. I was like, congratulations, I'm about to make the world fall in love with you. So literally, like, we would be acting and stuff, and I'd be like, what's wrong with a short king?
Right?
This is enjoyable.
They're cute.
This is enjoyable to me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that kind of like shifted my narrative because I'd be like, well, the girlies with the 6'7" are crying in the club because he's over there with Shorty.
Ooh,
so maybe, maybe they're late. Let me get right on time with it. You know what I'm saying?
Would you talk to someone in the industry like that's doing music, acting, or like, do you have a type? Are you into someone who's in the street? Like,
Never say never. Because that don't work.
Yeah.
But I have had a couple experiences where I'm like, I did not like that I had been texting them and now they at this event with me. I don't like that.
No, I hate that.
Or I'd be like, oh, you were invited to this too? Oh, you perform? Oh.
I hate that.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel a little too close. I hate that.
I don't like that. We can't be in the same field.
I don't think I'm living for that.
I want you to bring me into your world and I bring you into mine.
A whole new world. Real bad.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cute. Because
I'm like, a board meeting sitting with your investors.
Yeah.
At your
Okay, let me bring you lunch into your corporate office.
You know what I'm saying?
Set it down. It ain't nothing but some chicken tenders with Chick-fil-A real big. Because I ain't got time to cook myself. I'm also a boss. I do cook when I have time. Like, it's actually something that I really enjoy.
I love cooking.
Like, when I have the real time, I'm going to try, like, a really interesting, like, recipe and, like, take my time. And it's just fun to me. I'll, like, have a little wine and I'll be like, Betty Crocker.
Oh, wow.
Literally, I'll be having fun. And then I'm like, and now I get to eat. This is a wonderful
day. I wish I could enjoy that, girl.
You don't like cooking?
Oh, hell no.
Cook.
I have to wash pots and pans.
He doesn't even know, like, air fry.
I don't do that, girl. Mm-mm.
There's a dishwasher, babe?
Yeah, girl. I hate... You got to pack that, unload it, girl. I ain't got time for that. Girl, I don't know about takeout,
girl. She doesn't even air fry.
Now, air frying is basically witchcraft. Literally place it in there and it's done.
Nope.
That's what I told her.
Girl, I do takeout all the time, girl. Takeout.
You be on that Uber Eats?
Yes,
running it up.
Running it up. No, he's their best customer. Ricky has to be.
I'd be like, just, where is it at?
Girl.
Because y'all are 2 minutes away from me. I'll go get it.
I'm like, I don't care. I just be hungry. I'm like, yeah, let me just get my food right here. Easy. Come on.
Do you cook?
I cook all the time.
Really?
Yes. You just had a cooking, girl.
Rick, you know I've been cooking.
Girl,
for years.
You had a moment where you did stop.
For like a week or two.
Girl, that was not a week, girl. We were eating out. You're ordering food. You're ordering Indian food all the time. Girl,
because I had no groceries. If I have no groceries, I won't cook. I was so... And then I started Instacarting. I know you can Instacart.
Oh, I lit.
I just started Instacarting. I don't like that. I'm the type of bitch. I need to go pick out my peppers. I need to go pick out my own stuff.
Oh, you want
to
go... You're there.
So I Instacart like 3 or 4 times. I learned it. But sometimes I hate going to the grocery store like during the day because first I'd be so busy. And then in the morning times I go to the gym. And then the night time, they be finishing everything, bitch. It should be gone. Right. So I never, you know what I'm saying? But there was a time that I was postmade Indian food for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks straight.
What'd you be getting from Indian food?
It
was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Uh-oh. And then plus also too, I don't like to, that was the time we were traveling. When I travel, I don't do groceries. My groceries are done like the first three, 4 days.
You got all the natural shit.
Yeah. So that should go. I come back, it'd be
rot.com.
You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm like, girl, since I get back for 2 days, I'm not gonna go grocery shopping for 2 days.
Literally, I do the same thing. I'd be like, how many days am I here? No, I'm not cooking. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, so
it doesn't. Yeah, I love cooking, girl. But I'd be like, y'all pissing me off with that delivery.
It doesn't seem like much at first,
but then you look at it, I'm like, oh my God.
I got a side fry that was $70.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be so annoying sometimes, but I do love cooking. I love being with my girls. I love being with my family.
Everybody in your family live in LA?
No, they do. Nobody lives here.
Just you?
Oh. Just me, yeah.
You here by yourself?
Yeah, I moved out here when I was 17.
Period.
Yeah. We're getting lunch after this, I guess.
We have to. We save her.
Y'all
are
very
We are.
I'm very much giving that. But my family's all like in the South. And so when I'm with them, that also means I'm not here. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like little vacation break. And even now that I'm on tour and stuff, I get to like be over there on the South and they can like come meet me places. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be in Atlanta and pull up. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
That's cute.
They get to like reap the benefits because all of this stuff has been in LA. But now like they listen to the radio and there's your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get to like reap the benefits as well.
Like, I love when Ricky be bringing his family to places too. It's so cute.
Girl, right? I love when I do that. I'm like, mom, look at this.
My family's soft. So it's like my siblings, my mother. But my mom be like, oh my God. But no, it's cute though when your family is like, when you see them and they're just like looking at you, like doing your shit.
Damn, that's Abba's right there.
That okay. I'm like, y'all, we ate that.
Okay, so we're going to be playing a little game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Origery. So it's basically... Also, I just came up without a spot, girl. It's basically, we're going to name a show, and you have to say, do you prefer the original or the reboot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Gossip Girl.
Ooh, that original ate so bad.
I thought you were going to say the reboot, Jen.
No shade.
The original is.
Come on now.
You know why? It's the time that they were in.
XOXO. Miss Blake.
It was that one ate really badly. But you know what? I would love to see it expanded. Like, I would love to see it.
Everybody back on.
I would kind of want to see like Blake and them bring them back.
Because they still act. Well, I don't know about Leighton Meester. Who
like imagine if the Gossip Girls were the Gossip Women, and now we're grown and we're still petty.
Cut her check. That's fab. Cut her check.
Bitch.
Gossip Women now cut that check.
You heard it first.
Y'all. You heard it.
All right.
No, that's actually really good.
Hollywood taking this idea real badly.
No, because that would have been fab. No, but it needs to get different. It needs to get different. They need to all be like in the Hamptons.
Yes.
It needs to give like rich bitch.
You know it was gonna give rich. Yeah, it was never gonna give anything but rich.
No, it needs to give that.
And then the husbands, it would be so messy.
It'd be more drama. It'd be like more adult drama, sex, scandal.
Hello.
That'd be hot. That'd be actually really fire.
What?
I never watched the reboot actually because I have so much love for the original. So I never wanted to watch the reboot.
And that's what I was scared people were going to do with Bel-Air. Especially Black people. I was like, please give this a chance, y'all.
I know, I feel like it was different because we had Will promoting it.
Yeah.
That's
tea. He was on it. It wasn't given one soul.
Anybody be able to promote it from Gossip Girl?
No one promoted it from Gossip Girl. They didn't say not one word. Yeah. No one. For these reboots, they don't say a word. So. Okay, cute.
Next we have Degrassi.
Degrassi, you talk about the one that says New Generation?
It's like the next generation.
The next generation, something like that.
I'm going to also say the original there.
Yeah, Degrassi, I wasn't really my fan favorite. I wasn't really.
What, girl?
It was cute, but it wasn't really, I wasn't Degrassi girl.
It didn't have me in a chokehold.
Really?
I used to just watch it and be like, okay.
Really? Yeah. It was a very sad show. It was very sad. Like teenagers going through shit like that.
Mm. Wow. Maybe that's why I wasn't living for a really bad.
Yeah.
I like a little positivity. Or at least if we're gonna be messy, let's just be messy.
Yeah, girl. That show was messy, sad, depressing. Yeah. Well,
Sabrina.
The original. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the original. I mean, the new one
wasn't given like Sabrina. I feel like it just took a different turn.
Yeah. They tried to make it like more now.
Yeah, it was really good, but it was just like too separate, supernatural. Yeah. It wasn't given like...
Yeah, the other one's more like a comedy.
Comedy, chill, like, you know, you used to go to Zelda's play. It used to be way, I don't know.
You would prefer that it was a comedy both times?
Yeah.
No, it was not a comedy.
I feel like, personally, I feel like it didn't need a reboot.
Yeah, it didn't.
Sabrina was not that girl to have a reboot.
Because I didn't get that role.
Oh, you did audition. Because you auditioned.
Girl, I was hurt for that role, girl. I said, well, damn.
The guy didn't know what they were asking for.
He ain't though. Yeah, girl. Used to get my British accent. I said, oh, hello. It was so bad.
Yeah, my bitch. Yes! Y'all remember when you got the audition.
Girl, I'm trying, girl.
I remember when you got the audition.
It was so bad. They said, yeah, he not the one.
I feel like it was good. I feel like it was a good show on its own. It shouldn't have been titled Sabrina.
Right,
Nothing was the past.
Maybe it'd be
it was
that.
A beautiful
it'd be
show.
The name. You know, we didn't do The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We had said Bel-Air.
Yeah.
It'd be the name, too. Like, if there was a fire-ass, like, Alfredo, and they were like, a pasta by McDonald's, I'd be like...
Yeah.
You're right.
No. Y'all do the fries with the nuggets and no.
You're so right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the
just
name.
Call it pasta.
Hello.
That's fine.
Call it pasta.
Right.
No, you're so right. That's so spot on.
What about Wednesday? The Addams Family and then Wednesday.
I was gonna say that.
That's cute.
I think the reboot eats.
The reboot eats to me really badly. Yes, I like it. I like it really badly. I live for her acting too. Even when she did a little dancing, I'm like, that is how Wednesday would dance.
Yeah.
You tapped right on in, girly.
I feel like that's like the best reboot situation ever.
Yeah, they did it really, besides Better, they did really eat it.
No, that was really good.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
What does that mean?
Oh, that's what you eat.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did that, yeah.
I didn't know I liked that.
Yeah. Sometimes, even to when, you know, when one of us wrap a bitches up or something, you're like...
I'm like, yeah.
Cute, you know?
That's
I love
cute.
That.
Oh, my God.
Because the last one was Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah, Bel-Air.
That was the last of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all asking me to choose?
Oh, no.
Girl.
Imagine you said the original. The girl said,
Alrighty, you guys. Now it's time for my favorite segment. What's your jam? What we talk about, we're obsessed with music, fashion, food, whatever.
Oh, period.
Okay. Yes, girl. So what are you obsessed with, girl?
Oh, my God. I literally was like, let me get my playlist so I can... Okay, so basically, guys, what I've been really into right now...
Yes.
...is I've been like... I don't know if y'all ever do stuff like this. Like, really study and research the things that you're passionate about. Like, right now, I'm really obsessed with the Billboard, like, Hot 100. And I just...
I'm always obsessed with it.
Man, mm-hmm. I'm just year to year, and I'm like, really? Right. Interesting.
Especially because different years, and what was top 10?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm back in the 90s where the girls was running it.
Yes, they were girls.
And I'm really into... I'm really into Mary J. Blige right now. I'm really into Kelly Price right now.
Oh.
And then I'd be liking them little one-twos, like my body, I don't know, but your body. You know what I'm saying? Like them little ones, the ones.
You taking it all the way back, girl.
That's what I'm into right now. Wow. I'm really obsessed. I'm like, oh my God, let me go back in time real quick. Mm-hmm. Y'all was eating them up.
Eating them up. Wow, what a time.
What are you into, mm-hmm.
What are y'all into?
Girl.
I mean, I've been... listening to like Future's past album because
Future the rapper?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I forgot because you know Future's about everything.
He's everything.
But
I love
Future. His music. I love his music. And then I went back. Like it just played when I was working out and I'm like, wait, bitch, I just got discovered. So like, it just brought like nostalgic, like 2015, 2016, even like his
what
own
a great
album.
Time.
What was it? What song was it? Because he has some pops.
I just love, what's that album? This whole album, girl.
Is that the one?
If you're going
to
say the album that I mess with, then I really might have to take you to lunch because this is getting
girl,
scary.
Girl, hold
is
it on, DS2?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me look up this and make sure this is the one that I'm thinking about. Does that have Where Your Ass Was At?
Yeah. That's my shit.
Is that the one with the smoke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the best one.
Yes. No. That is that album. That album is so good. It's just like this, the time I was in my life.
This is the one. Yeah. This is the one.
The time of my life. It's just the time of my life.
I know Francis is over there screaming because we live for future real bad.
No, it just took me to like a whole other time. I just remember my life at the time. I was just like, fuck, but this shit still hits like I'm first now hearing it.
Yeah, that was cute.
I don't know what.
LA was so cute that time.
Yes.
That was the best.
That's when I was out here too. I was like,
yes.
No, they ate.
That was a good year. Oh, God.
It was a good year.
I'm trying to bring it back to that energy. Like, I want my songs that, now, future is trap.com, but it's this feeling of like,
you can do something with him. He's good on like an R&B song and stuff like that. Even like the thing with Thames, like he's a really good collaborator.
But I want R&B energy. Like, R&B be feeling like this, but I want to feel like,
you can throw something bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
R&B like that too. Like, 112 Peaches. Like,
yes. Yes. Of course there are times, but I really want to hone into like, because y'all see my little performance clips. I'm sure I'd be like to do a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Eighth and a rhombus or something.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to bring like that R&B energy. Another thing that I really be into and I'm really excited to start watching is Queen Charlotte.
We just talked about it. So good. So good. You have to get into it. I'm surprised Ricky likes it.
I live really bad for them royals. And we'll never
I'm really
be
surprised
royals.
That you like it.
So I'm not really
because you hate old shows. I'm not into the Renaissance.
That's not given that. It's given like...
Oh, you are watching, right?
I haven't watched Queen Charlotte before we get... But Bridgerton had me in a choke.
Okay. Girl, get ready for this one, girl.
That just reminded me to download them for the plane.
Girl, I watched it all in one day. I spent 6 hours watching.
And that's why I'm grateful because I got all this traveling to do. I'm about to get right into it.
It's the best when you travel, you watch your shows.
Oh, my gosh. But the acting is eating really bad. I've seen clips and I'm like, they're acting really eats.
Oh my gosh.
They're eating. I feel like I'm there. I feel like I am back in time.
Mm-hmm. Miss Shonda Rhimes, girl.
Miss Shonda Rhimes.
Miss Shonda. Okay. Hello.
Period.
Well, you guys, this was our podcast. Miss Coco. Thank you, sister, for coming on.
Thank you so much.
We're so proud of you.
Oh, we had a time. Y'all are rushing us out. But no, thank you guys so much for having me. And I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are successful and black doing your thing with your podcast.
Thank you.
More success to y'all as well.
And to you too. Y'all better go stream. I see you.
Come on now.
And that's all,
period.
Well, I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.